Welcome to the Cupcake Castle.
Actually.
Cupcake!
And what goes on it?
I don't know. It starts with bacon.
Everything starts with bacon.
You get a casserole dish and you put that thick bacon down in it. And then you put these chicken pieces over it, or some rice over it, and then the chicken pieces. And you put a bunch of seasonings in with some cream of chicken soup mix. And you pour that over it and you slow bake it for a couple hours.
Details coming later. When we do the...
What were you guffawing about a minute ago?
When we get ready to do the fifth year bacon, the details.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Paris, la ville lumière. Anthony from Paris.
Miss A said nobody keeps the cupcake queen waiting.
Well, how long have they kept her waiting? 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that.
She said, no soup for you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to put her in an order to get a cupcake in the post. What were you talking about today, sending...
Yeah, that's something we're working on. We're working on a website.
Tempt my bacon.
Yeah, and bacon.
That was a funny show, though. I really liked that. You were both on a top form.
Come on, Sam.
Is Miss A there?
Yeah, she's here.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Miss A. I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Kid.
So we hope you do more than one podcast a month.
How do I do more than one?
No, we hope you'll do more.
Oh, well, you have to talk to Jeff about that. He's my what do you call
Mixologist.
It?
Mixologist.
Yeah, whatever.
The mixer.
He just forces me to give recipes. I don't really.
That's funny. Hey, I need a recipe.
Yeah, doesn't he always say that?
You gotta dig it out of her. You gotta force her to do it.
That's
what we're doing right now, is cooking.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen.
Oh, man, what you eating?
No, we're cooking.
We're not eating yet.
You've got the Skype in the kitchen.
Yep.
Matey, Mama's making cabbage rolls there, matey.
You're in the kitchen now?
Yeah,
yes.
We are.
So what, you've got the computer in the kitchen?
Yeah, we live in the kitchen.
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah.
We take it everywhere with us.
That's right, the kitchen, the computer.
No, seriously,
everything.
You're in the kitchen?
Yeah, we're in the kitchen.
That's
where you think the cupcake queen would be.
You live in the kitchen.
Where'd you think the cupcake queen would be?
Oh, that's good. She's living up to her reputation.
Yeah. She's got a bowl full of potatoes and onions sitting there waiting to cook.
I was trying to think of what I could use instead of the, what is it, the ranch beans.
Oh, yeah, I don't have them in France?
It's like the red beans, isn't it?
No, pop over there on her site and look at the animated GIF and a picture of the ranch beans pop.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cool. It just shows the can.
Yeah, that's it. They look like that, but they've got like a southern style sauce on them. It's hard to explain.
Well, what color are the beans? Are they just?
It's a regular brown bean. It's a kidney
it's
bean.
It's like baked beans.
No, it's a kidney bean. But
no, you know, baked beans, Heinz baked beans.
No.
No, huh?
Oh, that'd be gross.
No, that'd be nasty, man.
It's not that. Though.
No, it's a ranch style bean.
No, I think they're pinto beans.
They're pinto beans, I believe, yeah.
Kidney beans.
Does he have an address? What,
the beans that you put in chili, you know, reddish sort of beans.
Yeah, you gotta, give me your addy, man, we'll mail you a can.
But it has other stuff in it. If you look at the can, it says pinto beans, and then it's got tomato sauce in it, and vinegar, onion powder, garlic powder. So
it's a special sauce.
Yeah,
it's a special sauce.
We can send you some, but we can't be responsible for if you fall
no,
in love
I
with
wouldn't,
them.
No, I wouldn't like you to go to that trouble. I can try and find a replacement for it.
Well, I can't.
I'll have to find a replacement for the Cheetos as well.
Oh, they're not Cheetos. They're Fritos.
What was that you were saying? What, it's like,
it's Fritos.
What is it?
Fritos.
Do they make Fritos
what?
There?
Fritos. Oh, Fritos. Is that like potato chips?
It's a corn chip.
It's like crisps, yeah? Like,
yeah, it's
snack.
It's a corn chip. It's
and
different.
You put that in your salad.
You don't have the corn chips either?
Yeah, sure, we do. Like,
yeah, okay.
Potato chips.
Are
yeah?
they called Fritos?
Are they called Fritos? Frito-Lay's everywhere.
No, this is it. We don't have, I've never heard of Fritos.
Oh,
I'm guessing
God.
It's
you're
like,
kidding. There's
not
a Frito in France. Jesus Christ. What do y'all
I'll
eat?
I tell you what, though, you wouldn't be able to survive very long here, because...
No. What do you eat?
They don't... You can hardly find bacon either in France.
Oh, my God!
You'd die over here.
What do you fry?
And honestly, being half English and that, I'm now and again I get nostalgic about England. I'm like searching the supermarkets for bacon, and they just don't have it. They just have ham and like fucking pig's heads and.
Oh my God, that is so wrong.
They have every conceivable form of pork, but not bacon.
That's wrong.
If I'm going to America, I'm going to have to learn to speak with a flawless American accent so as not to arouse suspicion. So find me the greatest accent coach in the world.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 No. Let's break it down. I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
It's not Damburger, hamburger.
I'm not saying Dimburger. I said, I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy the hamburger.
Hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Maybe we should stop.
We don't quit. We do not quit. Again.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy the burger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
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 That was very good. Here, eat this cupcake.
No thanks, I'm not hungry.
But you are. Just eat this one cupcake. It has sprinkles.
That's just not normal.
So you don't even get it when we're talking about bacon crack. You don't really understand because you.
Oh, of course I do. I love bacon. I used to eat it in
England. Oh, okay.
Bacon sandwiches.
But
in the morning.
Yeah, they don't have ranch beans in England either.
Paris?
In England?
I think he's already.
The ranch beans, are they the red kidney beans, yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a pinto bean in ranch sauce. It's okay. A Western thing.
No, I'm sure I'll be able to find them. You can find most things now.
Go online.
It's just that it probably has a different name.
Yeah, you can go online and look up. Chili bean would work too.
Yeah.
They have a chili bean probably.
I want you to give your chili recipe out next time.
Mine?
Yeah, you
I
eat
can do that.
Chili, yeah.
I won an award last year with that.
Yeah?
I did, yeah. First place. At a really big church.
They like
my
that
buddy
guy.
took it with him. It's got,
we don't go, we just send the damn chili.
It has smoked turkey in it. It's real good.
Oh wow.
It's delicious. I will. If I don't know, Miss A does the recipes.
No, you can give yours.
I might give one.
My dad used to make that with used to make chili with baked beans.
Really?
Yeah, with a bit of minced beef and onions and
a
lot of chili.
You cook a lot?
not really, no.
No?
I sort of buy, I'm one of these people who buys cookbooks and sort of entertains the idea of cooking.
Yeah, we got tons of cookbooks too.
Yeah, I just bought three last week.
You bought three last week.
Do you know Jamie Oliver? Have you heard of him over there?
I like him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He seems to be a big thing at the moment.
Yeah, he's got a good show.
Right, so what I'm going to do for dessert, right, because, I mean, I'm not really a massive dessert person, but I've got some strawberries, I've got some rosemary sticks, I've taken off the rosemary, I've spiked it, and I've done it through the strawberries, right, and that will give it flavours, because actually rosemary and strawberries are wicked. I'm going to get some caramel on the go. So I've got a pan here, got some caster sugar, I want about 8 tablespoons of water.
But I saw a show once, and it just put me off my food because he's got really greasy hair, and he needs to get his hair cut and have a shave. It just puts you off your food.
Yeah, because that's nasty. I tell Jeff that all the time. When he doesn't shave or wash his hair, I tell him that's nasty. See, if you have a show, you wouldn't want to look at that.
Yeah, we like him though. We've watched some of his stuff. He always gets on the motorcycle and goes down to the market and picks up what he wants.
I've only seen a clip of it, but I mean, it's like in a few years, he's got this amazing career now.
Yeah, but he makes like stuff for like large
weird
quantities
stuff.
Of people,
well,
and then he just makes really unusual dishes, stuff we'd never make here. But they sound good. But I tried a couple of Emeril's recipes here at the house, and that was more work than it was worth.
Yeah.
But he's good. Have you heard of him, Emeril Lagasse?
Rings a bell.
Yeah, he's
the American.
He's the Cajun. Yeah, he's an American.
He's the one that goes bam all the time.
Yeah, you know, he'll go bam, and he'll throw stuff in the skillet.
When he sees some shit, he says bam.
You never seen him?
No.
Yeah,
he's on Food Network.
Is that, yeah, there's a Cajun cuisine, that's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's one of the, if I ever come to America, I'd like to go to New Orleans.
Yeah.
They speak French down there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're kind of weird. You'd probably have more fun here with us than you would in New Orleans.
Probably right, yeah.
I mean, we got some better food here.
Yeah.
Tex-Mex is a lot better than Cajun.
Oh, that down there's Creole stuff.
Coming out of the oven. Oh, yeah, baby. Teddy, give me a little bottom bump. Make happy, delicious. Yeah. Getting half naked tonight. Yeah. Woo. Well, I'm good in here. Let's get started.
Oh, baby, what a night. Oh, baby, what a night. Oh, baby, what a night. Oh, baby, yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, baby, look at this. Oh, yes.
Sorry, what are you saying?
I said we don't eat pig anymore, except for bacon.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just the more, when it's nice and crispy, you can sort of handle it more.
That's it.
I've steering clear of my local Chinese place because I woke up once. I had like a pork dish from there, and I woke up the next day with a hangover. It was like,
we don't do
God knows what shit they put in there.
we don't do the chinky boo.
No, they use weird parts of the chicken.
But you never know what they put in the sauce.
You never know what the sauce is.
They just give
these
heavy sauces.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork, he's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed your cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough.
Alright, cheers.
Alright, cheers. We'll catch you later.
Spreading the news, folks, the State Fair of Texas opens on Friday, and a New York artist brought her bread and butter, you might say, to the famous event. Sharon Boomen is turning an 800-pound slab of butter into Marilyn Monroe. You see the likeness there? She's sculpting the late actress in her famous pose. The fair runs through October 22nd. There's always a butter sculpture, but this is the first time I think they've gotten this elaborate.
You know what they're going to do with that butter sculpture?
I have no idea. They're going to cut it up, and they're going to deep fry it. And you can eat it.
Ooh, oh, is that right?
Oh, hey, fried butter.
State Fair is all about deep fried food.
I heard something about
fried
that.
Coke,
yeah.
This year, old
nice
fried
weather.
A little fried butter too, and some nice weather.
Okay.
I want you to take a look at this, and you can see for yourself. We're in Garland at Austin.
The Cupcake Castle.
Presents Maratha.
This place is good.
Mm-hmm.
This sandwich is good.
Mm.
Even the wrapper is good.
Yeah.
Holla. And now,
pimp your bacon, right?
That's right, pimp your bacon. Tune in, we're gonna have it all for you. That's what I'm talking, yeah. Okay.
Hey, all my peeps, it's time to pimp your bacon. Come on now.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. To win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up towards the ceiling. Monsters of the...
We pimping our bacon, right?
Right.
That's right, what we got?
We got some bacon, we're gonna put some stuff on it.
Anytime you put stuff on a bacon or a bacon on a stuff, that's right,
you pimping. You're pimping your bacon.
Let it rip, Tater Chips.
Hiya, Cupcake.
This recipe is from the Sweet Potato Queen's book, the Big Ass Cookbook and Financial. It's officially, okay, the Sweet Potato Queen's Big Ass Cookbook and Financial Planner. You ever read these books?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're hysterical. It's called Death Chicken, but I'm just going to call it Funky Chicken because it sounds kind of funky. But you start off by lining a 9x13-inch pan with 6 or more slices of uncooked bacon. We recommend more, naturally. You know, some people like to say less is more, but we are just the kind of girls who believe that more is more, and also better. This is just the perfect start to a perfect ending of just about anything, in my opinion. Next, pour 1 cup uncooked rice over the bacon. I love it when you don't have to cook the rice first, don't you? On top of the rice, put some chicken pieces. Happily, the skin must be left on for cooking purposes. You may use white, dark, or whatever you want. Salt and pepper the chicken a little bit and sprinkle a little paprika over it. Then, whisk together 1 can cream of chicken soup in 1 cup water, adding a little bit of garlic salt, a pinch of nutmeg, 1 teaspoon oregano, and 2 to 3 tablespoons dried parsley flakes. Pour all that over the chicken and cover the whole deal with heavy foil. Emphasis on heavy, it matters. Oh crap, I hope we have heavy foil. We might have to go back to the store.
Okay.
Cook it at 300 degrees for 2 hours with no peeking. And that's it.
No peeking. Is that like peeking duck or peeking chicken?
My God.
Just no looking,
you're just
right?
An idiot, aren't you, Jeff? God.
24/7.
Now I lost... Yeah. Okay, now I lost the rest of the thing.
Yummy. Sweet Potato Queen's big-ass cookbook.
And financial planner.
And financial planner. Does it have a financial planner in there for real?
It's just stupid shit about marrying rich guys, so you don't, you know, it's like your financial planning. Oh, nope, no heavy foil.
Okay, well, I guess I'm off the store.
Bye.
Ta-da! Hello, Cupcake.
I'm just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
You don't have nothing to say about movie stars, actresses, bitches, you know, people you fucking hate or nothing?
How am I saying that?
So what actors or actresses are you dismayed about lately?
Dismayed about?
Yeah.
I don't get all dismayed about actors or actresses.
You were bitching about Oprah yesterday.
I can't stand Oprah.
You know, she's got this new guy she thinks should be president. You familiar with him?
No.
I forget what his name is. Bombay or Bamba or something like
Obama?
That.
Obama? Barack Obama?
Barack Obama, yeah.
He's not too bad, I guess.
I've heard some
but
of
it. But if she recommends him, he'll probably be president. Everybody's such an idiot that they have to have Oprah tell them what to do. Yeah.
I don't know that much about him.
Especially if fucking Oprah recommends him for anything.
You don't like Oprah?
I don't like Oprah. I thought I made that clear.
Who else do you like?
Who else do I like?
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody that we don't like.
We can talk about somebody you like too, though.
Like, what the fuck is the deal with Oprah and her best friend on? Have you seen all that shit lately? They're like on Larry King. They're on this. They're on that. Oprah and Gail. Like, they're denying lesbian rumors and shit. Like, what's all that about? Like,
I don't know.
I don't get it. What the fuck? They've been friends for 30 fucking years. Why do we gotta hear all about their damn friendship now? Who cares?
So in addition to the North Korea news, we will also have an expose on celebrity poo. Tune in for that. Cavuto now. It's in Malibu, of course. Where else?
Incredible. Hey, incredible. And now Neil. Great. All right.
Who cares? You know, I say that. Who cares? Everybody cares. Oh, everybody cares if Oprah takes a crap. If it came out a floater or a sinker. I don't get the damn fascination.
They'd write a short novel about it.
Oh, my God. What does that mean, write a short novel about it?
About the floater or the sinker?
Oprah could say, I had a floater today, and I think everybody should have a floater today, because floaters are the best kind of turds to have, and everybody would be out shitting trying to get floaters. Oprah had a floater today. True. God. Oprah could say anything Oprah says, people go and try to do themselves. What?
I haven't thought about it quite that way before.
It's true. I'm not joking. People ask me all the time, did you watch Oprah today? And I go, no, I didn't watch Oprah today. What did Oprah say today that's the big thing? Oh, Oprah says that she had a sinker and everybody should have a sinker. And Oprah would be on TV like this. I had a sinker!
And it was a sinker.
She would. That's how she does everything. Yes! A sinker! And everybody would all day and trying to have sinkers because Oprah has a sinker.
A bunch of rotten people running around.
Oh, look, I have a sinker just like Oprah. Fucking dumb bitch. Well, she's obviously not dumb. She's filthy fucking rich.
You can be rich and be dumb.
Oprah, I hate Oprah.
with her shiny eyes and her twinkling teeth.
Everything she says is like a big fucking revelation. Is that it?
Yeah,
revelation.
Exactly.
I said, I thought it came out wrong. I thought I had a mistake there for a minute.
No, you did all right.
She does. Don't you think she talks like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then she kept, you know, just like that whole James Fry episode, you know, that guy that wrote that book that was false.
Mm-hmm.
She says she likes that book. Everybody runs out, makes him a fucking millionaire, buying the damn book, put him on the number one bestseller list for 52 weeks straight or whatever. And it all turns out, you know, that she's full of shit. She doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, he's a big fucking liar. And then she And then first she defends him because Oprah's never wrong. And then she has him come on that show and grills him the whole show, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I watched the show, it's just that it was all over the fucking news because every time Oprah shits, it's all over the news.
Didn't her doco, isn't he in trouble right now?
Doco?
That doctor friend of hers, that one that she is always touting?
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, isn't he in trouble?
I don't know, I don't like him either. He says the most asinine things that anybody with a lick of common sense could get on their own, he'll say. And it's so profound because he says it in that country voice. And it's just so profound. I hate his ass. The only reason he's filthy rich is because Oprah likes him.
Yeah. It's a filthy rich network.
Oh, good. Trust me, if Oprah said that, you know, anything about turds or anything, you know, like marketed any kind of turds, they'd be the number one bestsellers.
Kind of like a pet rock, you could have a pet turd.
Yeah, an Oprah turd, and everybody'd have one.
Little box.
All them little preppy women in their little pink cardigans that go on her fucking show and sit there, and their little perfect haircut and their little perfect dress or whatever. They'd be every one of them, and have a little. She'd go, look under your chairs, everyone. There'd be a little Oprah turd under every chair, and they'd all go, ah! And be happy about it. Put
take
the little turd in their little Gucci purses and shit.
Take it home and throw it in the toilet, see if it's a sinker or a floater.
Oh no, you wouldn't throw an Oprah turd in the toilet. You keep that, because it might be worth something someday.
Put it with the fine china, right?
If Oprah recommended it.
Alright, I think that's...
You might want to get
that. That's enough of that shit.
Look inside.